Can I mention to you that some of the people have Yahrzeit relatives, and she will be dedicated in their memory, the memory of Yehuda ben Shmuel, and the memory of Zelda Rangel Dalit Yehuda. What was the conclusion regarding New Year's Eve? So on the regular season next year will not be held, and I'll be this year. Who says I go?
Yeah.
I'll be this year, and then you will, and everything, and you will, who says? And this year he will be held on Monday night, on Arizona.
Maybe it's weird that we won't be here.
Why are you going to be there? She said, oh, I'll see you. Okay. The next of the month, Chacham and Aleph. And Chacham and Aleph, the Gemara was mentioning that in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda, he only used to learn his intent, and still when he would be installed for rain, the rain would come, his prayers would be entered right away. In the later generations, they learned all of Shishas again, Mishnah, and Lukachim, and Tarot, and Lukachim, and everything, and they would pray and pray, nobody would listen. So the Gemara gave an example of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda would start to moan and groan and give a krech when they would come upon a Mishnah and Taurus, and he said, oh, it's a shver, like Havai is the Rav Shmuel Kehazina Hocha. Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Talmud of Shmuel, and he says, shver is acting like the kashas the Rav Shmuel used to discuss. What was the Mishnah that he found so difficult? The remark quotes, either one Mishnah or another, Ho'ishi Shukadesh is Yerek Bigdeiro, another time, another version, Ve'am Bilo, Zeyt Mishikashim Tafemtem. What is the theme of that Mishnah? That's a Zayfim, olives, shikopsha, which you tickle, you put olives into a liquid, and it's soaking in the liquid, bitarfeyem with the leaves. Instead of pulling off the leaves from the olive, they left on the leaves. So the Mishnah says to Olive, what does that mean exactly, son? The Rashi and Tazis have two interpretations of it. Rashi says, there is a Mishnah, the Gemara and Tazis are later in the end of Masechet Chulin, but not only, let's say you have an apple. So the apple, there are only four things that are Mekabel Tumah. I'm going to kill the Makhlo Mash, and I'm going to have to be a Yiddish or Adam. My girl is not Mekabel Tumah. One of them is that I'm speaking, so the girl doesn't have Kaadi Mitzah. And then we can't have Kaadi Mitzah, it's something Mekabel Tumah. That's what that doesn't tell us that the girl is not Mekabel Tumah. The girl is not Mekabel Tara. So the girl can't be Mekabel Tara, that's why I can't be Mekabel Tumah. That's the one at the end of Northern, so that's how to... So you have all the Mekabel Makhlo Mash, so if we're in order to be Mekabel Tumah, we have to be Mekabel Tumah. Michael Kaine is not, is not Mekabel Tumah. So, Oichlum, let's say you have an apple. So an apple is right off the front of Mekabel Tumah. What if I have to stand on top of the apple? So nobody needs to stand. You eat the apple and go right inside the quilla. But the stem is a yad.
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah says. A yad is maybe a tatumah, mostly a tatumah. And if I touch, let's say I'm coming, instead of touching the apple, I touch the stem on top. So since people will move the stem to hold the apple with it, so it's a yad lahavi a tatumah. Or the same thing, let's say the apple is tamay. And the apple didn't touch water, didn't touch milk directly. The stem of the apple is tamay, and the stem of the apple touched the mashkanu. The stem of the apple was never tamay in the first place. This is not, it's not very akhira sodom. So how can you say that the tumah would be transmitted from the apple through the stem into the milk and into the water? That's how long that the yad is. Maybe it's a tumah. Most of the tumah is considered one big yad. So Rashi learned pshat in that Mishnah in, the Mishnah's Talmud, that when do you say that the stem, when do you say that the leaves that your left arm, that sometimes you have the stem on top of the apple and the leaf on it. So the leaf will also have the status of the yad. The homie is from the horse is from the way of that, that's only if you didn't tickle the apple. So the stem is fucking up. Is sturdy, and the leaf is also sturdy. So if you hold on to the leaf, so the apple will not fall down. But if you pickle everything, so everything's going to be very strong. If you hold on to the stem, the apple will fall off. So that's no longer serves in the tree. So it no longer serves as a yacht. So that's how Rashi says the permission. Tosfos has a sign against Rashi. It's a nice, it's true. What Rashi said is an only thing. It's true. If it no longer, if you hold the yacht, and the thing's going to fall apart, so it doesn't have a yacht. And it's used to deal with. It says incorrect, but that's not what the Mishnah says over here. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Tosfos has Dibur Ma'aseh Zeisim. So they quote Tosfos, it's no longer a Yad, but it says, but you hear it, it's not correct. In Cain, Why does the Mishnah continue to say Shalanichbishu Elulamala? The only reason why the woman pickled the olives with the leaves on the stem on the olives is that it should look pretty in the bottle. It should look pretty in the jar. That's not the reason. The reason why it's so tahar, the reason why it's Rashi says tahar means that it no longer has the status of a yad. That the stem with the leaves would have the status of a yad. But because it's, everything is so soft, so it seems it's not yad. So how does that fit into the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah? So the Mishnah, the Mara, Manis in the foundation, it doesn't explain that. That believes says it's to say a different shah. Tachlir of the Pharaoh is the Tahorim, and the Mishnah says Tahorim means a different thing. It means sometimes you can take the Mishnah says you can take a leaf and you can take a stem, but then you lift off the stem, you lift off the leaf, so it's no longer has the status of the yacht. No longer a yacht, because they're not ready to travel through it. Because it's not my Colorado, it's not ready to travel through it. It's not the band, it's not the But what happens if you pickle the leaf or you pickle the stem and someone becomes so soft and it will be edible, and that was your interest in the first place? The reason why you put it in the jar is more to make it soft and tasty with a pleasant flavor, with sugar, with whatever. So it should taste good, so then you made it into it. So this is why Nachila comes to living in Kabbalah. So that's what the Mishnah says. Amid Ramam Nirim Rendi, you say that if you soak something which is not red Nachila, when he was clothing, make it soft. That it gets to be Nachila as well as Kabbalah, that's what you're interested in. But if the only reason, the only thing that prompted you to soak it is to make the jar look pretty, just for marriage, just for packaging it, that the customer should want to buy it, that it should look fresh and so on, if it's only Laharisha, Reisim, Noim, Lachadoshim, so then you weren't really interested in making it Roy Lachim, so then it's not going to be a couple of things.
I'm still a yard.
Let's lift it off.
But he also
said it's not true. Yeah, well, Rashi said it's not true. Rashi said it's true. I said it's not true. Sometimes what's the fear of Samuel? Rashi said it's not true.
According to the original Tivah Hashem, the three traits would be that the three to them, then we wouldn't be on Shabbat, would it? Have the same traits. Well, the third tree is sort of the ethnic
element. Yes, it was the only tree that was like that. So in what the Tzeltamayka Rav Gidl Havi Ronald Havi Ozil, the Yosef Ashari did see that Rav Gidl was an Amir, he used to sit right next to the place where the women used to come. It wasn't a mix, then it wasn't, you got a mix in a river and a lake or something. So he would sit right near, his family, he took his glasses off, he couldn't see so on. He would sit right near the place where the women would be table in the river, and the women were undressed when they were table. And he used to give them instructions. Amar lahu, achi tfilu, achi tfilu. He used to tell them, you have to be careful like this, you have to do like this, this is a chasita, this is that. You have to, if he wants that, it's different instructions. Amar lahu, rabbanos, and the other Talmid HaChacham, he asked him, look, I'm a stafi mami, he said, oh, you stand there like that the women are undressed, and you're giving them instructions how to be. You're not afraid of the Yisrael, oh, how can you do that? You're not permitted to look at women who are not properly dressed. Amar lahu. It sounds like whatever, he was an old man and he didn't have a yitzhar. They said, Damian Biapoi, Chikavaki Chiri. They appear in my mind like white ducks. Yeah. And Imar had such a lotion in food also that there were some Amarayim who used to dance holding the cow on their shoulders. And Imar says, how can they do that? Carrying a woman on their shoulders. Imar doesn't send to defend them. If he doesn't have any hirurim, so then there's no problem. A person has to know to shop the stuff up, but he has to hirurim or not. People say that here in America we used to everything, you walk in the streets, but then we wear minis and shirts and mini jerseys, everything is missing, on top. So there's no yet for her. No one has any yet because we're used to it. That's not necessarily correct. The two halachas in Erva, the Gemara has later in this chesed, there are two halachas in Erva. There's one halacha in Erva, the Eva HaLeder itself. Eva HaZach is Leder HaNakus, is Leder, even a man for a man and a woman for a woman. A man is unjust, he can't say a bracha. Another man is unjust in my presence, I can't say a bracha. But that's only the actual Eva HaErva itself. Then Gemara has another din, the Kol HaMah B'Shea Shirin has the status of Erva. Whatever part of the body is exposed, that's not Erva Taivon, the opposite sex, so that has the status of Erva. So if a woman is Erva is covered up, but other parts of the body are exposed to that. That's the din of the ever for a man, of a man reaction. For a woman herself, she can say, bracha, then daven. In order to daven for an answer, you have to be properly addressed. I mean, to say, no. Just as they to say bracha, to say kriya shema, so that the woman would be committed to recite a bracha. Unless another woman in her presence will also be committed to say bracha. And a man in her presence will not be committed to because of another title. So that's why, whatever is another title, whatever is Dr. Lachasso, he's so it's a Medina and it's Meguva, so it's another type of the opposite sex, so that also has a scattered of ergo. So the Madhana Kompos from Aram HaShak and Moshe Sayer, you know, they said this, she has a woman, now a woman is supposed to cover her hair, so she didn't cover her hair, so the Gemara says you have to make it to say a bracha because it's another type. The Madhana Kompos from Aram HaShak and Moshe Sayer, the woman has a circle that's above her high ground. The Pasuk says when the Levine has to shave off the hair, it's had to shave off the right eyebrow. So you can see that the eyebrows have the status of stay, or the woman has to wear tichos down below her eyebrow. Well, she might have wear arena, but anyone who wears a tichos so low. So among one quotes, the man on my shack and the shoulder, whatever is back on the gallery, is not my type. But that's what he says, they can leave off a little bit of the look. What if it's back on the gallery? They don't cover the hair period, back on the gallery. They don't wear, they wear sleeveless, they wear mini, everything, the kutz, everything. Back on the they just walk around with a pair of underwear. That's all. So don't worry about it. But the Chayyotim says, no, there's a limit. You don't think whatever is back on the gallery is not very bad. If you live in a community where everyone is working around undressed, that means that everyone is in a state, all the men are in a state of the Hiruwe Taifa. They're all in a state of Hiruwe. It's just that we're so used to it. We don't realize that we have Hiruwe all the time. It is Hiruwe Taifa. Everyone is in a state of hysteria. It's not that it's not Hiruwe Taifa. It's not true. You can't just say, well, we're used to seeing women, so nothing is Hiruwe Taifa. It's not exactly so. A person has to be able to shut himself up to know honestly whether he is, whether it is his up. People shut himself up. He said it's not my own side of things.
Yeah.
And it's covered by life means that you can never tell who the father of the baby is with that voice. The mother says, who cool them? You know how little Dhamma Rabban, how do you know that you go back to the race? The mother says, don't be no Sakhar Abal. If a couple is married, so you assume that this is the father of the children. The mother knows it. They look at the baby from the mother's body. So that's, you know, what that does. That's today's technique. So, and they said, it's not a mother. So look at the baby. So you're not sure that that's okay. How do you know that it's the husband is the father? The mother don't be no Sakhar Abal. The mother says, how can you see from that part today? That the father is the father, for Makar Zedina, Kalal of the Ima, and so the father has the right to marry off his daughter. Seven brothers of Amaziah, and all the other schools, he has the school for Nazim Adel, and so on. Maybe the only time the Torah gives the father the right is if you know the father, that this man in the school was locked up in prison, there was nobody else there. There's no response to that, and I'm a child of my life, just because they were locked up in a prison cell, there was nobody else there. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe there's God. Maybe the prison guard is the father of the building. You can never tell what happened.
That's what it means.
And Apachapa's law is a special thing. So this is an unusual answer. You know, this is an unusual answer that the other Rabbanim didn't feel that they would be able to use this answer. Now, people felt that they were welcome to come. But somebody has to pass the Mishnah. Like a woman has a shaman, is that what you see here?
Yeah.
You never said that. You assume that it's not meritized by the doctor because he's used to having you. If the doctor feels that it is meritized by him, then shouldn't the doctor should be a doctor for women? I'm not precious that none of the doctors have their will.
So this can be in the
office. Okay. Yeah, no, that's the issue. Yeah. Yeah. An issue of
issues.
No, but what about if a male doctor is treating a female patient? So it's not so precious that every male doctor who treats female patients never has any will. Not so? I know doctors have told me that it's just not true and they switched their field. They went into a different field of medicine because they felt that there's no time to have their work. Not so fresh. So it has to be honest with himself. But Yechanan, having local to have a cause of the author, Ashari the Tima. But Yechanan, the Mephoshim points out that Yechanan didn't sit where the women were mamish table, where they were undressed. He used to sit outside, far away. So by the time the women came out of the mikveh, and they said, by hand they're ready dressed. So there was no issue of him holding. Yes, okay. From the context of the story, the Mephoshim says, how did people help to used to give instructions how they should not
go before they went in? Doesn't matter how many.
I don't know.
What I
asked him? Basically, the Gioris is a big dispute among the... There was a major dispute among the Poshkin. There still is a major practices. What the baby does. Major Feinstein says that since it's a major machlekes, he says you have to be machmen to take it in. Still thing he says you have to be machmen. Machmen means like this. You know, if you see the woman undressed, they just have to, a woman can go to mix with a death row bomb, with a loose death row, that's not a problem. They just, I wrote you onto them, they put me up to her neck in the water, and they usually what they do is they have a big sheet with a hole in the middle, all just has enough room for the head to go through, and a bezel comes in, and they speak to the woman, so the mother says that the bezel has to make the kabbalah commitment as the girl or the girl, and every other woman is in the mix, and you can't just say, well, the woman will send the 3 minutes. We'll send the bezel 3 minutes. It's a conservative bezel, you can constitute half 3 minutes. If the halacha says that you can't have a bezel 3 minutes, you have to have after 3 men. But that's the shayla that Taisus raises in Yavama is whether the bezel has to be actually present, the shot will see the rash, you see the girl being told, you have to see the head above the water and then make the couple of omissions. Do you accept monotheism? Do you accept the Trinity? Do you accept Shabbos and Kashrus? The Paris HaMashiach has to not manage the couple of omissions right before the girl said, well, you make it. Or would you say that by a woman it's not really necessary to make the couple of omissions beforehand before she goes into the mitzvah, and then they'll let the mitzvah lady take it to the mitzvah and they'll spin across the street. Or they'll stay locked out of the door. So this is, the as you thought, this is two opinions in Shiloh, this is two opinions in Shiloh. As you thought, it sounds like two opinions in Shiloh. He says we can't be maker on that, and he says that even if we have it. Many of us don't have to, there are many Gedolim and Tzadikim who are maker on that. Shmuel Kalan. Shmuel Kalan, he's a great Tzadikim in Yerushalayim. So he was maker on that. He used to have the children would make the kabbalah from this until the year is in the office, and then the woman would go to the mikvah, which was across the street. The children hadn't even in the adjoining room. They didn't even hear the water splashing.
The mikvah lady told us that.
The mikvah lady, yeah, the mikvah lady said. He said, they'd have to never be filled, they'd have to never be filled for this, but the shadow didn't need a bed, and the children don't have a present at the time of stealing. That's the issue. So even though the Shmuel Kalan did it, there were other Gedolim and Tzadikim, the people still have that practice in some communities. They have Angitzitz and Hagin, not some from 5 years ago. They have Angitzitz from 80 years ago. By Big Rabbanim in America and Canada, had Big Rabbanim who established policies like this, that's the way they did it in the Hasidus. And I know you knew all of that. You read the whole Shiva Dying Grossman, he could be dying in London. But Dying Grossman read a long Shiva about this. And when he quoted up Shmuel Kalan and all the others who were maker, and he asked that Moshe, what is his chadatas? He said, no. Considering that everybody was maker, I'll put that on, but Moshe said, no. And even the Yevedi says that those women who were table 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, they were table, and it wasn't busy, so he said they should be table again. But we thought they can have had children, and if there's children now who have to get married, who aren't married, any block. They should all be told when they make the baby drop and he's up. It's a set of games. How do you say, how can you make them? In a set of
games?
No, by man, I thought the thumb is, well, I see you have to have a bezel watching when you do the law. But for the other, if you didn't have a bezel, you know,
I
know
for the other, that the woman had made a man. And had what?
Had a son.
Yeah.
So that's what Moshe is also making. That's also a big motivation. What if you had an intermarriage, your mother was a shikta, the father was a guy, and they invited him out to do a bris, and the mother didn't mean with a shame it, so he didn't know, he said the bracha alam ila, he didn't shalom ala sagyam, it's a different bracha.
Yeah.
And he didn't know if he would have known that it's a mila with a shame gyeris, he would have had a charisma of 3 people. Just because you have 10 people there that agree, you have a lot of Yidush, you have a million that agree, that's not called a bezel. It doesn't mean that they know that it's being desired. If they thought it's a Yidush, you think, so that's not called a bezel. So the shayla is, would you require a hatov assembly? Because the lila was done, the shayla this lila on a Gersha baby wasn't done, the shayla gay. So that was also a big dispute. And with the lila of the person on Mekal on that. The Moshe has his Mekal on that. The Reshik has Mekal on that, unlike many years ago. Iron Brenner, married to Saul, son of Allah, the anchor Moshe Chalat, as the children who say for that, I to take Shul, has a long Shul, he wants to make with that. He says, to some Ungarish person who were Machat, one of the Ungarish person, he says that most of the person don't have like that. I like that Shul, and he says, everything else with that, I don't know, he says, in future, two Ungarish person were Machat, therefore you have to be Machat. Again, everybody else says, all right, Ram Rabbanim says, this was a shayla that was discussed. The Rabbinical Council of America has a Vat Halacha, so this is one of the first shaylas that was brought up to the Vat Halacha. But the overwhelming majority of the men who have about Allah felt that we have to be Nachman like our Moshe, for even the Yehudi, for the Shalom, but what if his mom is for the Yehudi, the Yehudi? The woman was the title of a mikvah 35 years ago. That's not any plus. You have to go tell everybody that we all have to be, we all have to be careful. So one of the Rabbanim had a hamsor. So he said, Arayfah. He said, the Gemara says, and the last contribution about a Sufik mamzer. The Gemara says there was a mamzer in the family and it's already forgotten. It was a few generations ago. Now it's already forgotten. Hardly anybody knows about it. So the Gemara has a dinner. Sometimes you say, Ishbacha Shem Yitzma or Yitzma. Yitzma with an eye. It means that if a tool was blended in, so you forget about the tool. You don't go be mechaser as long as no one knows that the person is a mamzer, so it's okay. More in the Rambam again, the Tosafot Malach both said it. We all know he's going to come and he's not going to pick out those people who are mamzer that no one knows about, or those people who are rabbin, and a mamzer sheni do, and every sheni do, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that mishpacha sheni do mitzvah, even though we all know he's not going to be ma'aran. But one of the rabbanim, who's a member of the Rad Halacha, the rabbinical council, said that he thought that the same applies when he gets to goyim. That if you ask the woman, was this guy 35 years ago, now no one even knows.
She was this guy.
No one even knows that there's an issue. Everybody is master of the chesed. She's the Yiddish Yidol. Everybody goes to the shaykh and tells you everything. We're all from there. Everybody's from. So you thought since no one knows about it, so you're not afraid to be mad. But the other members of the Rav Halacha held that is not correct. That Rav Halacha is focused on this more and this more. Doesn't apply to Greek. It only applies to Mamzeris and to others. It doesn't apply to Greek. We had I think it was last year. There was a spider-shaped Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael, from the Rabbanut, who was visiting in America. Zion Basri was visiting in America. He happened to be in the yeshiva. So we started to ask him about this. He said, yeah, out of their machna, that they said, the two has to be, the two of Hagiyot, Hagiyot has to be in present of this. So we told him what this Rav says, and he thought that was utterly ridiculous. That you say, Mishpacha Shem Yitzma, Yitzma, great, that's utterly ridiculous. So someone mentioned, said, maybe the next time you write a tshuva, you should mention this in the tshuva. That those who think that Mishpacha Shem Yitzma, Yitzma, why today is incorrect, then say that. You know, Mishpacha Shem Yitzma, 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 He felt that it was so ridiculous that it wasn't even worthwhile to spell it out that it was incorrect. That's a big problem because there are many rabbis in America who, when the guy or women, are not mastered at all about having a certain presence in the room. Moshe says that it's not right. And even if he said it, the evidence good, even if he didn't like it, the evidence good, but I feel it's not right. So the station was over now. I feel it certainly required a certain presence to shout out to you. The 2 days in Pesach Zohar is going to be yet, but I feel it is different at 2 days in Pesach. The issue of the years can be... You stop it. Yeah, it's not the third brother, you stop it. So the Gemara says Rav Yechanan, that's when we're talking about Rav Yechanan, wasn't at the place where the women were actually there. Well, he was further away, so when the women came out of the mikveh, they would pass by Rav Yechanan when they were already dressed. So there was no issue of Megari and Tahara, but it was just the Shaila by Mor. That's what Shang said here. The Gemara says in the end of the Shamalak that Rav Yechanan, the Gemara says that Rav Kana murdered somebody in Bethel. Rav Kana killed a Muslim in Bethel. And then the government was out to get him. They had no right to kill a Muslim. So he ran away to Israel and went to Rav Yechanan. So in the middle of Rav Yechanan, he started to speak up. Rav Yechanan said, Rav Yechanan, you know, maybe I had to pick up his eyelids. And he couldn't see. So he said, Who is this person? Come on, Kana came from there. Come on, start. You see, to his mother, he had such eyelids that without somebody picking it up, he couldn't see. So that's what a few questions say that that's the reason why there was no problem. Rabbi Yechon maybe was standing at the same spot where Rabbi Yechon felt close to the women as Rabbi Yechon, but his eyes were quite close. And I would point out that that's very much the spot, but other questions say it can be. Rabbi Yechon says the reason Omar, he used to say to himself, he saw from the right door, and they come out of the midst and they stuck with me, let them look at me, and I'm so handsome, and I have to lose out with the Shafiri Kabbalah thing. I'll have children who will be good looking like me. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara says, I'm going to see it. Rabbi Yechon, that we shall fish in the river, So his focus was very strong, and he jumped in, and he started swimming, and Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, you have such kayak, he looked at the right, so you should use the kayak, but he was focused on the gangster. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, you should use your kayak for burning kayak. And Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan, you're so good looking, your beauty should belong to a woman. Yes, it's a nation. But his mother, Rabbi Yochanan, was very good looking. And he said, and he was a leftover from the beautiful, from the handsome people who lived in Yerushalayim, because somebody buried him before, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. So how can it be that the Beit HaMikdash on the back, how can it be that Rabbi Yochanan has such long eyelashes that he couldn't see?
It was very heavy, and couldn't sit up to one Krishna, therefore he couldn't see on the ground.
So how can it be that that's a good-looking person? Yeah. So that's what some of the questions say, that that's been learned by the time of the day that he wasn't good-looking, that was his excuse. And it was an old man, it's falling apart. His eyelashes grew so long, he couldn't see the way he was, so then he was a young man. He was good looking. He hinted that that's the reason why he wasn't, why the Gemara didn't bring the issue yet. He hinted that that's the reason why he wasn't, there was the issue of yet for how he wasn't brought up. And they said, no, the pastor says that he was sitting a block away from the mixer. He wasn't sitting right where the women were saying, well, by the time they passed by at the Yechanan, they were already fully dressed, so that wasn't the problem. But the problem was, they're all going to look at him, that they should have pretty babies, so isn't he afraid of an Einhard? Amalei Rabbanon, so the Talmid HaChamim, his contemporary guest, and look, and Mustafi Mar, aren't you afraid? Lein Eishe, Akmei Yaitre Vainhar. Amalos, he said, he's a descendant from Yaitre. Anomalei the Yaitre Kassini, the Roshot of the Ein of Eishe. You know that those who are descendants of the Yaitre, the Einhar is not sure what I am. The Sid Benpar, the Ed Benpar is Ali Yoyin, what do you mean? Ali Yoyin, Ala Vala, Tikri, Ali Yoyin, Ala Oilo Yoyin. You're above any Einhar. Einhar is not sure that I'm a descendant of Yaitre. Let's see how many help I didn't possibly, because the prophet that he was given one, he is Golarai, the care of our fish, he serves to multiply like the fish. The fish have a lot of fish, so the Jewish people should have a lot of babies. So this block was the Yuch had given, the Zahra Shalyaitse, because Madam Shabbat Yom Ha'im Mechash Malim, and I harsh lessons them, and Zahra Shalyaitse, and I harsh lessons them. But that's based on a plastic. And then he wasn't being brought. He's saying that if you want to contain guns for the third time, you don't need any psukim. We know we have a tradition that it was based on a flora. Since Asius Kaitifa wanted to be Nazana with Yasus and he didn't want to, why you shall love Salazam Hashem Shaloi? Therefore, Ainor shall let his body. I know he's only showing us on those who are jealous of others and who want to take away things that belong to other people. But one who is very moving on himself, that he doesn't want to, what's yours is yours and he's not going to check your things. It's not right that an Ainor should be a Shaloi anyway. So for that reason, the whole But the other Shvatim we don't know, who knows what Shevet, there are people who claim to be Miyuchasim descendants from Rav Amar, okay? But then I have Miyuchasim from Rav Amar, so they're Shevet Yehud, so they're not in Shevet Yehud. And the others we don't know, so that's where we are now, we will come, he'll be Yosha and Nesarev,
who
will say the Rav Amar,
why is that necessary?
The Sukkim say, there's going to be a Chalukah Seret Yisrael, and the Shvatim, and the Shevet is going to get that Chalik, and then Yerushalayim is going to have 13 gates, that Yishar will be those who have the Shevet Shin, and then
Yerushalayim.
The Chalukah was in Zatma, the Chalukah was in Zatma, because Tidish Mechavet came from all of that. Then by Shevet, there never was a Chalukah, and that's the other, says Yecheskel, the end of the verse Yecheskel, there will be a Chalukah, the 13 parts, the 12 Shvatim, and then one section for the governor. Yeah. He's going to also get
there.
No, it doesn't necessarily say.
I don't know.
Okay, you want to know who gets the share. Let us enter Yishalayim. Because Yishalayim is going to have 13 Sharim. Whoever knows what Shevet he's from has to enter that Shah. Shah Shim and Shah. Shah Yehud and Shah Rafaim and so on. And whoever doesn't know, there's a Shah Akhil. Whoever doesn't know what the Gerim, whoever doesn't know what Shevet he belongs to, goes to the Shah Akhil. So that's why it'll be important for us to know that Eliyahu Navi should be Mivara, who belongs to which Shevet. So apparently he knew that he was from Shevet Yosef, he didn't have to worry about Einar. But most people today don't have any traditional Shevet they're from, so we all have to be worried about Einar. Gemara has about all kinds of things, about Mazikin, about all kinds of things, and the Rambam says we don't have these Mazikin. Whatever they have in Mani Gemara, we don't have any Mazikin as Mani there. The Gemara talks about different Ruchas Roya, so the Magen Avraham says we don't have any of those Ruchas Roya today, so we don't worry about this. But I know that no one ever said that there's no one heard. So it's a statement. The Gemara says that 99 out of 100 people who are dead in the cemetery, died in my heart. But the Gemara is telling us, and unless you know clearly that you are descendants from Shaved Yates, so you should be living, my heart. You should be careful not to sit in a position where everybody will see you, and people will be not. A lot of times people make their homes so fancy, they make a simple, they make a bridge, they make a house, and whatever, they spend so much money, or they have clothing that so, they always walk on Shabbat and Yonta with such, Namely, the rhythm of Kriya Shema. The Mishnah says that Lo Shema Avod Mitzanim Tzirin Mikriya Shema Umin HaTzirin The Halachim of Tzimah will be Mehizah for the Gircha Tamadim. Let's see. We know that women are only Mekriyas to fulfill Mitzvah's Loisei Tzirin. Women are Mitzvah's Loisei Tzirin. Women are Mitzvah's Loisei Tzirin. Even if it is Mangoma, like Bar Yor Bar Motzah, and the Lech of the Shabbat, it's beyond it. But when in the area of Mitzvah's Loisei, if it's a Mitzvah's Loisei Tzirin, it's Mangoma, Lo Shema Tzirin. The Mishnah says that Kriya Shema and children are mitzvah shasei shas magwam. That's the pasuk. So women are perfect. Why is Kriya Shema mitzvah shasei shas magwam? Because Kriya Shema has a specific zman. Kriya Shema has a specific zman. And children has a specific zman. What's the specific zman of children? The Shabbat is a yom for the zman children. That's what we talk. The Shabbat is a yom for the zman children. And night time is a machlokes. Night time, halakha l'maita, we don't put on film alal. But the machlokes, the Rambam and the machlokes ha-panoim. And Machlokes is the Rambam the other Rishon, whether you're talking about Laila Lazman Tilman HaTera, or Laila is only Lazman Tilman with the Rabbana. Whatever it is, but at least Shabbos HaYom to be talking about Lazman Tilman. That's also Machlokes HaTanayim. What if you hold like those Tanayim that Laila is Man Tilman, that Laila is Man Tilman, and Shabbos HaYom to be also Man Tilman? But then him and Ataka Chayim and Tilman, or not? Or not?
It's not.
No, Goof is not, you can't say that a woman is part of it. No, these are Shaila,
That's
what we say. Gemara has the first comment, the very first comment in Gemara. Gemara says, Kriya Shema says that women are part of Kriya Shema. Then what she does, what's the problem? It's the first of Shema Adramahu. It is Man Kriya Shema Shashara, Man Kriya Shema Shalaiwa. That's the mispronunciation of Man Adramahu. Of course, women are part of it. Chumash says, Man Adramahu, Nashim Kriya. And Gemara, what does it say? Mahobi Yisroh, Mahobi Shamayim, Samash Mamash. I might have thought that there's a reason why women should be Mechuyim. Why? Because Kriya Shema is not really a separate mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, and the list of the Tayyad mitzvah, the Rambam mitzvah, the first mitzvah of the Tayyad mitzvah is, you have to believe in Hashem, and the second mitzvah is believe in Akhtu Tavere. The first mitzvah is believe in Emunah in the Tzivus Hashem, the second mitzvah is Emunah in Akhtu Tavere. So the mitzvah of reciting Kriya Shema is a way to fulfill those mitzvahs, mitzvah Aleph and mitzvah Beis. If a moon in the Tzivus Hashem and in a moon in Achdus Hashem. So the Gemara says, Mao Zetem, the one might have thought that since the reciting Kriya Shema Tzivus is Magdama, but it's just a form of fulfilling another mitzvah, which basically is not as Magdama. The moon in the Tzivus Hashem and the moon in Achdus Hashem is not as Magdama. I would have thought that even if this as a kid is as Magdama, women should also be Mechoy Tekla Masha. Women are Mechoyas in the Gila, in the Nabokosis, and in the Hamokas, and the Chayik, and the Martin, because I don't have the answer on that. The place that we said this, the full scene is not here. That's just repeated again here. That's just important that we have, women should have been part of the presence of India, and this is as Magdama. Only on the Chayik that you've been done Chayik with, and on the paper that you drink Nabokosis, and it's important. The specific demands that you lay in the Gila, so women should be proper. Not only from Mr. Shad Magram with the writer, but even from Mr. Shad Magram with the Rabbana. That's my place of Rashi and Tarishan Agra. Rashi has a back clause out in the flight of Mr. Rabbana. Mr. Rabbana, hold his stand. I don't mistake it. From the Mishaka, only for men and women, Mishaka, for men and women alike. But you cannot say an abstract clause that women are proper from Mr. Shad Magram, even on the letter of Rabbana. Rashi has a clause out in the flight of Mr. Rabbana. And basically, it's a big deal. Rashi will have to get to the discussion. The Rashi answers the right. We'll see. So the, according to Tesis, women really should have been taught from Megillah and Havlat of Erech Harek and Abed Kaisis because it's a Zman Gram. The only reason why they're is because Ati and Abed Yisrael. So what does that mean? So Ababla has a suffix, and if you learn on the earth and Ababla has a suffix, exactly what does that mean?
should I say that it's an exception to the rule?
You have even on the level of the right, you have exceptions to the rule. You have kiddushin who's not grama women achaye, bakhidat sat who's not grama women achaye, tumchas yantar is a machlekes, and the gemar machlekes, the ramam and the rabbis are willing to move with the women achaye. On that, you have two exceptions to the rule. You have in the other direction also exceptions. You have women are permitted to show dress their face with a razor, even at the lay set face. You have all over, every rule has exceptions to the rule. So that's what Swami Shem seemed to learn, that even though Megillah and Avotos Neres Chanukah and the other cultures of Judaism, and this professor applies not to Israel and Prussia, there's a special reason why they made any Yitzim and probably happened at Yitzim. I want to check that because they said the women are happy. Or, right, there's Shloimah, if you say not to the different attitude, that I think that Yitzim means that the nature of the Mitzvah is the Sunni Mitzvah. The Sunni Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of Jewish Hashem. That's one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs. So did you call it Shem Shemai? So the list of Kiddush Hashem,
in the Tzivus Hashem and Achdus Hashem. So I would have thought that even though this particular form of that mitzvah, it was not drama, women should be taught to Kamash Malah, women should be taught. Kamash Malah, that women are taught to be taught to Kamash Malah, that women are taught to be taught to the Torah does this part reciting Kriyashma in a separate mitzvah. In this particular form, it is not drama. It's different from what the Torah is trying to get, that's wrong with the Rabbanah. So on the level of the right, it doesn't belong to any other mitzvah. So they can say that it's a lot of Muslim, whereas over here it is Peshat. So the Gemara says on the first day, why do I need a mishnah to tell me, isn't it in Peshat, the women are taught to come clear? So the Gemara says, I would have had a half a minute to finish this thing. I would have had a half a minute to think that it's called a lot of Muslim, because it's just a branch of another mitzvah which is a lot of Muslim. Then the Gemara says, men are tefillin, that women are taught to come tefillin. Now, is it, you can hear Peshita, that women are taught to come tefillin. Not so cheap at all. Halacha Maisa not so cheap. Lila, the Machlech is the Rambam and the other parts of Halacha Maisa. I might say the children were how many parts of Halacha Maisa. But the Lila's not Rambam and the other parts of Halacha Maisa. Halacha Maisa, Shaila. Shaila, the answer is we know that we pass Rambam and the other parts of Halacha Maisa. But the Malachi wasn't cheap. Every time I know that you have to put on Tzuma and on Shabbat, you want it? That's a bench. That's why that the woman has to bench for that prayer. I shall not argue more. So the Mishnah Berurah says, very tall, both of them, they're very tall for that mitzvah. That a woman who didn't go to mikveh is not permitted to recite a bracha. That's very sure. But not that the woman shouldn't look at herself. Because she shouldn't touch. Okay, that's a mitzvah. But mikveh did is really, strictly speaking, is mikveh. It's not just the meaning that began with the Hebrew Rishon.
They never say,
well,
it would be the young woman who never
said, well, Yeah, but you can't shepherd the Mishnah and say that the Sheikah, why does the Mishnah say that women are supposed to come to him Sheikah, or why is the Sheikah?
it's not a pleasure. Laila is Naila Halakha Night, it's not a red, not a pleasure. And Maratanai, Mishnah is regular Maratanai. Shabbat Yom is also not, so it wasn't voted yet. The mayor of Judah still had a machlokes. That's the time I was putting on filling on Shabbat and Yom. The one thing most that cheaper. So the pastor of Mishnah Yankov has a long tribute that has filling on Halakha Night. That you do put on Shua Chalmai. Anyway, in the middle of the Shuvah, whatever the Matzah is at Chalmai, but in the middle of the Shuvah, he discusses the following topic. Why are women Patur from Tefillin? So he says that there are two Gemaras. The Gemara at the end of the Erevin, Hamayit of Tefillin, says that the reason why women are Patur from Tefillin is because it says Nagram. The Gemara says, but that issue depends. That's not so far. That's not so passion. The Gemara says it depends. Whether Lila allows, at least Lila should be allowed in Matzah, Shabbat Yantra should be allowed on Tzera. You say that Lila is not Tzera Menatera. Shabbat Yantra is also not Tzera Menatera, so it's not as my grandma. The women should really be in Chizim Shua. That's the Gemara in the end of the area. Beginning of Tzera Tamei Tzitzu. And that's what the start. First of all, from the street, the time to Tzera Tzitzu. What's he going to do? He can't leave it there. And they lay it. And then they pick it up in a garbage can, and the garbage collect and throw it out and destroy it. They can't leave it, they can hear it. It's all discussion in the Gemara. Men wear it, women wear it, whether that's all faith, it's all discussion. So the Gemara seems to say the faith that the reason why women are Patur from Tefillin, not on ice, is because this is Major. The Gemara in Kiddushin does not say like that. The Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Yerushalmi in Erevin, the end of Erevin that he quotes, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Yerushalmi in Erevin say that the reason why women are Patur from Tefillin is because of the issue from the first. The commission of the Gemara is both in the first and in the second part of the Yerushalmi. I've shot an earth out of that and I didn't tell you that I was listening right after the topic of Mazmaz of Benet. Right after the topic of Tamasara. And Tamasara, we know that women are part of that's not as Mazmaz as Mazmaz is. Tamasara is not as Mazmaz, even that's what the Rav Shach said, even on Mitzvah Vashti, you see, because Mazmaz is not as Mazmaz. So the Gemara says, why are women part of Tamasara? Because he said, the Mazmaz of Benet, and we're going to say, and I said, the Gemara is the part of that women are part of Tamasara. Nothing to do with Mazgom. So the Gemara says the Gemara Kiddushin and the Yerushalmi in the end of Erevin says that the reason why women are Patur from Tefillin is because of the Hekish. Whoever is Chayim Tam Teres Chayim Tum, whoever is Patur from Teres Patur from, nothing to do with Mazgom. No, but from Tefillin you learn how to cover for the Kula. That's what the Gemara has in discussion. How do you know the whole cloud? At least the text describes Mazgom and Moshe's in the Kula. There is a connection with Tefillin. The man tiyat Teres Hashem Mitzvich is to get Chazak or Tiyach Hashem Mitzvich. He's with Tefillin, the man tiyat Teres Hashem Mitzvich. The Gemara says, this is Kalas HaRukul of Mitzvah. Kalas HaShem Mitzvah, the Chumash is making a comparison between all the other Tayyad Mitzvahs with the Chumash. Just like women are Patur from Tefillin, I'm not a Patur from Tefillin, not because of my Gemara. If the Patur from Tefillin, because of the Hekesh, the Tamitara. If you Hekesh, the Tamitara, you Hekesh, the Mitzvah, you Hekesh, the Tamitara, the Mitzvah. So just like women are Patur from Tefillin, Patur from Tefillin, that's exactly the Kalas. But Patur from Tefillin, that's already not a Yetzin HaKlah. That we say, Kalas HaRukul is this case with Tefillin with respect to what? And just like Tulin is an instant Shazman Gram and Oshma Tulin, because of the Hekish, go through and call it Terakul, all this is Tesla Shazman Gram and Oshma Tulin. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says that the whip up, so the Gemara is assuming it says Magrama because of Shabbos and Lazarus. That's not the reason why they brought it from Tulin. And that's what Gemara how Kala Terakul comes from. But how do you know that women are brought it from Tulin? Here we go, because of Magrama. That's how the Afusa begins. And then you go one step further, if you want to learn that, okay. A father from Yeshiva Sukin, a father from Rubia Shaifer, and Lulav, that you learn out from Rafi Atashan Shikha, Iskash Kala Tarakum and Lusur. That's the next step. But may not be able to learn out the next step that all that Tzilin is not as Mangrama, okay? So you have to figure out from some other people that women are father from Tzilin's Lake Mamatalik, that's because of the Hekish of Talmud. But that's what Mishkinus Yankif writes in his Tshuva, and they have the same thing in the Sefer Amdokas on his Gemara. The Gemara says, well, you're Pshita, why didn't even Mishkinus tell you to do women up after some term Pshita? Why is it Pshita? It's not so Pshita. If you follow the Sukkah in the end of the Erevin, in the beginning of the last Erevin in Erevin, where the Gemara says that the reason why women are part of Tefillin is because this is not Brahma, then it should really be talking about like it. So after the Tanan will have the words put on Tefillin. Because it all that it is, it's not a Tanan Brahma, so you're Shabbat Yom, so the Maila is not Tefillin. So women will be Mechuyah. So he says that our Gemara seems to go like the Gemara in Kiddushin, that you part of from Tefillin, whoever is part of from Tom Perry is automatically part of from Tefillin.
The
end of the first American day, sir.
We learned that the right of the Shabbos.
just a covering of it.
Yeah, we pass that off and I say, no, that's still shabby, you know what's going on?
Yeah, but
there was a dispute in the school of Satanam. There was a machlechis defense. There's not anything close to machlechis Satanam.
But the Shabbos of the Yom Tov one is obligated to put on children or not?
Ask him that. No, it doesn't factor in. It's lying with me, I tell you, it's not true, it's just going to be a problem, but it's not his mother, and the letter of the right to the Rabban, the women on the priest. The Rabban can be introducing Chumrus to say, you have to only wait for my woman, but you can't make it cooler. He said that the women are prophets and so.
Don't think my women are prophets and so, because she has, like he also compared Mezuzah to the
Mezuzah. Yeah, they're connected, Gemara. The Gemara discusses by Mezuzah, yeah. Or the Gemara says over here, and they are still a Pshita, the Gemara. A lot of women are prophets and so. The Gemara says, Mezuzah, so why does the Mishnah have to bother to me? And the Gemara, Mezuzah, obvious, because Mezuzah, come Ashmah. I would have thought maybe because Tulim is written in Kriyashma, right next to Mezuzah. Mezuzah, the women are Mezuzah. I would have thought that maybe I should dash in the Hekish, that women are Mechuyiz and Tzulan also. So Mashmallah, no, the Hekish is between Tzulan and Talmud. And Talmud, that's partly because the Mashmallah is between Echim and Echim and Sech. So therefore, they're from the Pasuk from Tzulan and Tzulan. The mission is not the Bible, it has to show that they just move people to the mission. They now the time where the Zulun is really free, as possible.
And
the Chumash Dvarim, Hekesh means that he has to be written in the same text. In Chumash Dvarim, not only the Dash and the Hekesh is to do two being written in the same text, even Dash and Duchen. Duchen means that you have one Pasuk next to another. Here you have, here's not really an Iskish, here it's a really separate Sukkim. One Pasuk says Talmud, the next Pasuk says Zulun, and the next Pasuk says Nezulun. So that's the shot of which way the Dash and the Smuchen. So the marker is called Chita. A body of Darsh in the Smukh and the Hekish is in the first and the second Parshah in Kriyashma. The first Pasuk has Talmud Torah, the next Pasuk has Tzulah. This is Kishul Talmud Torah, which women are Pasuk on. Tzulah says now. Maybe you should Darsh in the Hekish differently. The Hekish is the Smukh and it's not really Hekish. You should then Mishnu Torah, Smukh is also has the status of the Hekish. I would have Darsh in not the Hekish to Talmud Torah, but rather the Hekish to the Zulah. That's exactly what he wants. By the time you should Darsh in the Zulah. So what's left over here? So the Mishnah starts off by telling me that women, whatever mitzvahs the women are mechid, that's what the Avon are mechid. Whatever mitzvahs the women are mechid, the Avon are mechid. The Mahajim Zereshav, Allah Meish.
I don't know
what
the
end of
the head of the world is. He's
coming. It doesn't necessarily mean that they had a Masorah with the Dina. That's the question. And you have all the Midas that turn into Vesha, then does it mean that they had a tradition on Lord Dinan, and the Midas are just like an Asmachta, a Rebbe, that's some going right? And the Pashto says that it's not so. The Pashto says the Rambam says they didn't have a Masorah on Lord Dinan. They had a Masorah on Lord Shomoshin is Sinai. Whatever cannot be derived from a prophecy. Whatever is learned out from a prophecy, the Rambam seems to say very clearly that the Rambam says they didn't have a Masorah on the Din. They had a Midrash HaTan Veshachem. And based on the Midrash, based on the Quran, they worked out these Dinim. Now the Dinim didn't run all worked out in the days of the Tanan. Tanan worked out by Moshe Rabbeinu. They came out from Asira. They had a Midrash HaTan Veshachem worked out the Dinim and stuff. So it could be that this Rosh was worked out by Moshe Rabbeinu. That he felt for some reason or another that the Hekish makes better sense, the Smukh makes better sense, the Darshan, a comparison between Talmud Torah and Tzulim as opposed to Tzulim and Mezuzah. But the practice is that they didn't have a Masorah on the Din. They had a Masorah on the Midas, and then based on the Midas, based on the Quran, they worked out the Din. Yeah, Talmud Torah is a separate topic that women are taught to describe the fact that it's not Mangrama. And Tzulim is a separate din, that's how Agamara seems to say Pshita, and that's how his Martinician says Tzulim is based on the powers unrelated to the issue of Mangrama. Because Tzulim is just official Talmud Torah, the women are taught to. And from Tzulim, since we happen to have Halach of a Maitreh, it's Tzulim. Is this Mangrama either because of Shabbos Yom Tov Rav Mas Tzulim, or possibly also because of Lilo, that Machloikas HaRishayim and Machloikas HaTanayim. So based on the fact that Tzulim is a Mangrama, we dash in another Pasuk, Amantiyah Teres Hashem Asicha, Hukash Kolot HaRakuba, the Tzulim, the Ashi between Shan, it's the Tzulim of the Torah, the other Reish Nem Zion, it's the Tzulim of the Torah, and Tzulim, that any Mitzvah is similar to Tzulim, women will be Pasuk, the High Lord is a Mitzvah Teres Hashem Mangrama.
I think it's not a different standard.
the whole time was present.
Like Jeffy said at that castle.
Very shrach. It's not the
whole child. Yeah, I don't know. I remember I say over every time. I remember when we were learning in Yeshivas, and one of the Talmudim was always the Yeshivas, the Yeshivas, the Yeshivas, the Yeshivas.
How did the Talmudim die to this
movement? They said, you remember when he first came to America, he walked through the streets and he saw the nylon stockings that they were selling in store. He said, they never saw that in Europe. He said, what is it? What do they make it from? They don't know it's nylon. He said, what do they make it from? He said, they make it from petroleum. He said, how can they make it from petroleum? It's sticky, and it's liquid, and it's black, and this is sheer, and this is a solid. What's the truth of it? So he says, the scientist, he says, I'm the scientist now, how to take petroleum and make a nylon out of water. He says, the hell of a time I'm a scientist and knew how to take a process from a commission. I didn't put a process. We don't know. We don't know the Yiddish Hatan and the Russian Hatan. The Ramchal has a mind there. The Ramchal Sata has a mind where he talks about the Yiddish Hatan and the Russian Hatan and our God there. Because already the Kufa Satanoi, the Yiddish had been forgotten, they had fallen, Yiddish Hatan and Russian Hatan and the Ramchal our God there. And he goes to the Medesh Rabban Shira Shirim, where already the Kufa Satanoi, one time it says something, other time it says, what are you talking about? You forgot that Yiddish, and you never heard of Yiddish. He says, you see the Kufa Satanoi, they had already forgotten Yiddish and I got it. And today, the Yiddish are Allah, we know what they are. It's printed in the Machle, they look in the Rimba Machle, it gives you on the bottom of the page with everything, and no one looks on the bottom of the page. Well, what does that mean? That's an example of those who have the Kuala, what in the world that happens there? Some of these things are not even mentioned in the Gemara. Some of these things, the Gemara never has, some of these rhymes, the Nazir, the Gemara, yeah, Kravis has one of these. Most of those meals don't even appear in the Gemara. Anyone ever tells you what they are there? Sishra, all of them. You see, the Bokhans don't know what they are. So we have it in effect, we have forgotten the meanings, we don't know how they look. We don't know the Kuala. The Kuala has a lot of difficulty with the meanings, and the people don't have to swear in about the meanings. But it's our history, isn't it? We lost a whole lot of that.
In the first Parsha Krishna, film is between Torah and Mezuzah, between Torah and Mezuzah. But that's the Parsha that was comes before Torah and should be called Mezuzah.
Really? Maybe that's the reason why we think, okay. Maybe that's the reason why, that's what I think the Gemara tradition says that Tefillah and the Sukkot were Talmud Torah both in the first Parsha and in the second Parsha. Maybe that's why the Gemara mentions that. My baby came Mezuzah, it's only next to Mezuzah, one and not the other. Okay, maybe that's the reason why. They really could teach when they pay attention. So what order the Sukkot appears.
Okay.
So the first thing is that we have, that Moshe Rabbeinu have the same thing long on the Yisho. There's a discussion with Shlomelacha, the other discussion is exactly 100% equation, everything is wrong. Yisho looks at a woman, is permitted to shave off her face. What about a man's line? He's also permitted to shave off his face. They say, no, the reason why the women are part of the beard is because they don't have a beard. They know that whoever has Yisro HaShkotus Tata Zafan also has Yisro HaShkotus Tata Resh. Since the women normally they don't have a beard, therefore they don't have the beard of HaShkotus Tata Resh either. So maybe by Nebuchadnezzar, you're not going to like that. By Nebuchadnezzar, he is moving on both of these. That has to do with male and female. This doesn't have to do, it's not because women have a different cell of kin. So women are females, they don't have a beard, that's why. But in every client is a male, so that then he will have. But Muretzach and Mitzvah of Rishai, and Sitzis, and Sukkin, and Shafer, that would mean those Mitzvahs. So we have a Hekesh Logamish. So the women and the Avodim have the same deal. And the Mishnah says, the women and the Avodim are pouring a Kriya Shema, Uminatsu. Kriya Shema because it says, Mazlam, now the same, it's not as Mazlam, but Kamash Mazlam, but it is. And Tulin, the Imam is not intended to make a hekesh to do the Kamash Mamiyot. What does it say that Ketanim are pouring the Kriya Shema Minat Siyun? Which Ketanim? None of Shach. Even the Kotin, she is here, Lachino. The Imam says it's so good that he is Mukhi. That's the Tayshin Kotin. The Imam, the end of Lulu Agazno, has a long bright set. At the end of Lulu Agazno, the Imam has a long bright set on 30 lines, long where it says Kotin, who knows how to do Chin, and he is a Zuchin. The reason why he gave Lachino, the reason why one is man, he gave Lachino to all in this very midst, that's a different one. Maybe he's physically young. That's the question. Which Kotin are we talking about? It doesn't say one with the other. That's the child. So what does it mean in the Mishnah that the Ketanim are doing the Kriya Shema ומן האסיר מין דפיד לא הגיע לחינוך, לא הגיע לחינוך, תויה. ובין הלי אפיר ראית בחייו מצויה במיזון ובזכת המוזן, יפיפית שאומרים את הייתי פדש בכתב, בית לא זמן נסכם על כל הפעם. אם לא זמן נסכם על המין מזוז ומצויה, אתה אך לדפיד לא הגיע לחינוך למי? אז מה את מוכרים על זה? Presumably, you'll be looking at it. It's my house. You're going to have to put the rules on the table. That's my problem. No, that's my business. Let's say I have a room, I only have glacier guests. I put up whenever I have a glacier guest, businessmen, I do business with them, so I always have them sleep in one room, special guest room. So I need a much nicer than Shiva. I need the rules on that room. That's my business. It's not the, what the table is there. It's my substance to the room, but I have glacier living there.
The heat was also in the rest of the green area. That doesn't matter, don't you know?
The Zuzu is the cotton because the Zuzu has a double cost, the Abba, the house belongs to me. It means that the cotton is a yasim. The Khanma Yisam, the father died, and the Khanma Yisam, they live in a big house all by themselves. Okay. So in such a case, the Apachopis has to put on the Zuzu different. So what kind of a cotton are you talking about? He's telling me it's not a cotton. She's even. It's not a cotton. So you have a mechanic and you see them just some other than the Zuzu either. The Mami Shach is a cotton. So why should you be having creation on as well? I'm in the case of Shukunat, but I'm more right than in the case that you're not Mechanach Chanim in Simon. That's the Shaila, why not? What is the same Gemara that you do? The Gemara is looking for the fish, cut the shed, and wish my three balls. I was like, yeah, where's
the answer?
You're telling them to start a year earlier. Yeah, okay. And the minute is that you treat them as if about it from the age of 12 months, not old men again. So what does it mean in the Mishnah? Yeah, Rashi is a different punishment. I'm meaning, there are more rights than I'm meaning that we're not Mechanach Tanim. But there are more friends with you. Ramah says that the meaning in the days of Ramah was that they weren't Mechanach Tanim at all. They waited until the actual day of Ramah, not a day earlier. Why? So they give different reasons. So one reason they give is because Philip Zichel Gufnaki, and the manager were very lax on that. We're not losing on the Gufnaki. So why does anybody wait so? So the answer is Anachanami. Anachanami, we have no prayer. The Mikra didn't, the manager used to wait for the Kalayan. And we don't have that practice anymore. Why? Because we don't have Gufnaki. So we've cut down film to the bare minimum. So the bare minimum is we only let film the Shach, the bare minimum. The Mikra, if you daven, if you say Kriyashma, you say Shema, you have film it. It's your name, Rebbe Shechel Yasmin, so that's not proper. So you have to live it through, and that's the bare minimum. Usually women volunteer to fulfill Mitzvah Shechel Shazman Glamba, the women go to show the Hitzkiyas, and the women Ben Shechel, and the Sittin Shuk, and a lot of women Sittin Shuk also, and Silla Nah, so that's the Mishnah Berurah says, because Silla need Gufnaki, and the women don't have. What do you mean? The women don't have a Gufnaki, something special. The men have a Gufnaki, the women don't. So the answer is, we're afraid that nobody has a Gufnaki, but the men on the Kweeb, we have no prayer. So even the men on the Kweeb, we cut it down to the bare minimum. Women, they should go volunteer. That's like a man wearing silver all day long, which Mikra Adin is Mekhir. Some Rishonim Acham holds Mikra Adin there, right? And some holds Mikra Adin there, right? Mikra Adin is Mekhir, that's Kulun Kalaya. And you cut it down to the bare minimum only because Kulishma Tzula. But just like you cut it down by the men to the bare minimum, and the women we cut out in the Gamre, so the Chinuch also we cut it down. You know, the Gemara says in the Brice, in the end of Lulav HaGolz, and become Chinuch, you really Mekhir, to be Mechanech Bekhtar. But since the Zman Azeh, it's on the Rebbe, it's about the Gufnaki, so we cut it down, Mamish, to the bare minimum. The bare minimum means only one Zman Mekhir. You shouldn't have any chinuch at all. That's one hand we got the Mishnah Berurah for. And then the Rishonim have, the Ravah has another hand for. The Bati Moshe, I think the Ravah has another hand for. But it's called the Balva Ipur. I think the Balva Ipur has a dungeon, a different, it must have had a different dungeon in the Gemara Sukkot. We don't have that dungeon. He said when the Gemara says, or even if it's a different dungeon, it's a different interpretation of the Gemara. And in order to be by this, you have to have two things. It's not enough that the child is 13 years old. You have to have Shana with Simon. You have to have space out of it. So what if you have Shana and you don't have Simon? So strictly speaking, it's not yet about it. The Gemara says that the Gemara says indeed that usually we have an Umdana that calls you Gila Chlau Shana and Gila Chlau Simon, that whoever is ready, the Gemara says it by women. The Gemara rather says it by women, not by men. Gemara says that whoever is, that the girl is ready 12 years old. The Gemara talks about who's going to be, by the eldest. How is the peasant going to be present to the mishkan where the woman is stable? So the Gemara discusses also, how do you have two eidim who have to say that the girl is a gedolah? The two kashrim are going to look at the woman's body. Mom is looking at the woman's body to check to see if she has to say so. The Gemara discusses it, and Rita, what do you do? So the Gemara says that we rely on the Chazaka that Rabbi says. That Rabbi says the culture of Gimach Lashon and Gimach Lashon. That a girl who reaches the age of 12, the likelihood is that she probably has Pesach. Does this Chazaka necessarily apply also to a boy? That every boy who's 13 also has Pesach? So maybe not necessarily. So maybe the Chazaka is only by girls, not by boys. There's a further Machlokes. And the Shain and the Achrayim have all discussion about that. But in the Chazaka of the Rabbi, which was formulated in the Gemara originally, we could get the witness. My talks and third part of it about the biggest state status on Russian. Why would they go to have women check the girls to see if they have state status? Let's say a girl was married to Kabus and the husband died and he had no children. Then the wife was a little girl. But he was only 10 years old. Obviously, the dad had no children. But now the wife needs chalitza because the husband died from his own. You can't do chalitza until she was there. So who's going to check to see if she will send us later and have Mr. Kali? And then have chalitza. We have chance. There's nothing you have to check. The second thing you have to check with men, you're going to have men check on the woman's time. Mark says, no, you have women check. I went through the test. Mark says, if you can have any community, you should really be able to rely on Chazal, because they love it. Culture, give a class, and give a class. And that Mark goes on women. And a man, it doesn't even say the first. A man is a shadow, but if you have to say, you assume that all men, based on the right, really have space time for the other gentleman, or not necessarily so. So the Achrenim Kuala, which is the power of Ether, comments on that, Gemara Sukkah, until the boy is 12 to 13 years old. He's a daima higia, a daima heavy shaytiris. They still are cut, and so then, how do you look at what's wrong? But before 13, then there's no dino chinuch. That's a psashayla. What? We hope about that by weaker. Most of the possible hope that if the kid is 13 years old, you assume that he has things out of it. You assume that the culture is healing all shunning. The Kielach Alton Mai, but boys might grow bigger. Valita obviously distinguishes between boys and girls. So Machrena, we'll talk about that level. But it's a result shot to the stretch. Those are the two reasons why the Ramah says that the meaning in his day was that they didn't have any Chinuch on Tzur. But that wasn't his Mana Mishne, his Mana Tanoim, they didn't have Chinuch on Tzur. And the Mishnah quotes that there has come a Achrena that it's not right, that you shouldn't wait. And wait till the kid is actually, he was born on Zion Order, so his birth is going to be on Zion Order. The first time the kid is going to be on Zion Order, how's he going to know how to wait for him? The first couple of times you do it wrong. To take him a month, until he figures out how to put on the Shalyad, not to put on the Shalosh. So he coordinates everything. It's not so easy. But that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that a lot of Achrayim say you should zichah b'macharas b'tshad at least a month before, and others say 3 months before, and others say 6 months before, and it's different in different communities. But it's still not what it says in Gemara. Gemara simply says that you mechanic all the time. Chatna shegil, chatna has early shmat chilor, when the child is old enough to know, not to have hirurim, and the Ramah, we still follow the Ramah a little bit, that we've cut it back. So this is the Shara that says this. What do you mean? That the Mishnah says that it's kind of absurd, mid hachilim, that there's not enough hachilim. How can that be? Is that against the Gemara? Let me say, goes on the Kaddish of Shalom, he gives him. What is the Rashi saying? It's after Ramah says. She was some part maybe the Elish Mokuk, or Shalom Yafiyatem. So if the Kaddish of Shalom, he gives him. If the Elish Mokuk, the Gemara says, we should hear him. The word that I say, stamp cotton. What do you mean stamp cotton? Stamp cotton, every cotton until the age of Bar Mitzvah. It's not true. Because the Christ Sukkah says at a certain age, you start Bar Mitzvah, when you see the child is clean, and he's a very rich material, so you do have chinuch.
Let's say you learn on a sacred Torah, right? Then the Torah has the part of the smart. What is the law of instilling that you have in a sacred Torah? You don't say that all of them cannot learn from a sacred Torah. Yes. Can't learn a whole different sacred Torah.
Yeah. Well, not that a Kabbalah doesn't sit, but he can go to where the sit, and he has one shed, that is Hashem, and he has to be, what are we, Tchatzamid, some of these not going to say that, so certainly most of the children has 42 shamans, the Ramah man did that, 42 shamans. So yeah, I have 21 in the Shalosh, I have 21, so I have to 42 shamans, so there's certainly a Kabbalah that he has not submitted to be the Siyasa. But you need Kuf Nachim to be very careful. So how does Rashi learn the Mishnah? Shet will take it to his Manashah. Manashah. And does he say like this? Rashi says that the reason why there's no Chinuch on Tiyashma is that the child of Huzir be Mechanach and child of father. The father usually is not around. We're watering, the father goes to work. At night the father comes late, whatever. So he's not around during his own Kuf. The children go to sleep early. So you need that the Kuf is not Chinuch. So you start to come kriyashma from shurim chazay gilachina. When is the chayit and shkilo in the zuzim b'chazam? When is the gilachina? So you're talking about two different standards. Unless you say like that, that's the taisus there. No, no, what's going on over here? I was in a contrast over here. Unless you say like this, that that's right in sukkah daphne and day, it makes it very clear that the zman for chinuch is not shav there by all of the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is a different zman. Like, the mashal by...
Luz,
it says, katna hayzeh l'naneya. Even if the child, I have a little child, a 4-year-old child, he give him a little bit of nothing, he shake it on his own. But he can't be l'naneya and hold the ruch, it's all by himself. When you have to hold on, you can't drop it. He's not strong at all. If you don't have to pick up a little bit of that, you shake it just like this. But when I see that the new condition is new, but then you know that all the dollars, the rookies, and the mandalamat and everything, even though the new is not the akhe, but the only time in the same thing is, when the child is able to fulfill the new condition of the same thing, if it's cut out daily, it's that thing, all these are careful as how it's. But even though the daily is that thing, he knows how to make an atifa, the atifa is not the akhe, or the most Rashi begin at Erechim. Right now, that's, you know, what I do with the Shabbat, he knows that when you take this talus, you take it with your right hand, and when you take it off with your left hand. A lot of the adults don't know that. The mother runs off that by Tzilis. And when you take off the Tzilis, you shouldn't take it off with your righty. You shouldn't take it off with your right hand. Then it's the right hand is the hand that you do everything with to show that you're ready. You want to get rid of the Tzilis, you take it off with your left hand, which is the way that usually it's hard to do things. The Shvacha off to show that it's difficult to take off the Tzilis. You would rather prefer to leave on the Tzilis. The Rashi says
but you haven't
yet on
the
pick up
the
Shiroz Gurt, don't you? Yeah. The Rashi interprets that that's when the Gemara Rashi Erechim. He knows that when you put on the talus, you put on with the right hand, take it off with the left. That's not okay. That's not Maki, that's why Hidr should be Hidr. But that's how Rashi learns the Braise. That's how the Mashmosa of the Braise is in the end of Rulma Gosa. The Zman of Chinuch is not the same for the various mitzvahs. In each and every mitzvah, the Zman of Chinuch begins when the child is able to fulfill the mitzvah. Ishmei Musa, be he doing the Torah of Sapi Hidur. The Torah of Sapi Hidur. So maybe that's how Rashi understood what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is talking about the same child. But the Mishnah says, our customer will say, he is a Chinuch for davening. And so the Zuz is easy. A little child cannot understand the Zuz. Davening and benching, and the Zuz is still Pater from Kriyashma, and from Tzila, because it's very easy to know what David does with you. Because what David does with you is very easy to know. It's going to be a different age. You have to have an older age for that.
No, it goes to order of why you don't
use it. Yes. That could be the way Rashi learns
it.
No, benching is easy, but to say Kriyashma, the father has to be there to make sure that he says the Kriyashma in the right class. The Rashi says the father won't be around.
The benching, surely he can be learned for even if he doesn't do like he do the whole Lichachun and the half pitta is also that he was better
somewhere. And surely he can also be learned for the evidence, yes. He has to be the evidence, but in the same way, Lulav also was after that one.
But all he means that he has to know how to do the Lichachun and the other side. No, that's even
harder. I don't know.
I mean, according to the Ramos, there's no Chiloch. I mean, he knows the other side.
The Gemara in Sukkah would seem to imply that there's no Chiloch to train children to stay half of the so to say the first rock on the bench. Now the cut is the Gilachinuch, you can say the whole benching, but then you mukhiyat miyacharach, and before that point you're not mukhiyat. And davening also, there's only a chayvah chinuch when the child is capable to say the whole davening, to begin to me, and then there's a chayvah chinuch. You're not mukhiyat miyacharach, the child only to say part of the davening. At that age you're not mukhiyat. There's no other way to do it. We all do it, there's no other way to do it, but you're not mukhiyat. The chayvah chinuch that's going to tell us on the father, it's only from that age on that the child is able to fulfill the mitzvah, which by Musa was all he did. That's the family, that's the half of the Rashi
line. What's the version of the
if the child lives in the father's home, so it's not that the father's seen the under charge, and some of these are killing the Yachtin. So the Apotropos has to see to him, like he's talking about. The Apotropos has to see to him, and see as a Mizuzah. That's all he needs.
Yeah, but that's only if the child is a deal of inner, but he understands what it is. The child doesn't understand. He thinks that it's a piece of silver, beautified ornament, a beautified room, and then a dying way he deal of inner. That's to understand what the good means, and then he will see it. So he's a kind of good
job. Why is the minute to allow Baron together
with Gilbert? Tomorrow has that. Tomorrow is the same guy as in
Sugar.
That's my idea, yeah. So you know he's watching the same thing, right? The cotton hay of there, Lisa, his cowboy, if the kid knows how to do it, and call him a shrimp of the base that goes. That's what he says about the cotton hay of there, Lisa, his cowboy, if the cotton knows how to do it, call him a shrimp of the base that goes. The place says, that's never explained what is the connection between giving the child from me. How about I give shrimp to a little baby, trying to make him the family is? Or take it and throw it in the garbage with it, with the dead shirt and the whole touch of an isame, or her feet for the children, and that's why. You have to give it to a child who's mature. So the Gemara gives a shear. When the child is able, he says, Kappa, he knows how to do him. If he's got to do him, then a chokal shum is a gun. It's a very strange solution. But the first comment on that Gemara, in this Gemara, you see that Stan and Duchen, Kappa and he says, Kappa, the Kappa and Duchen, and there's a mission in the Gemara that says, you can't be misguided with cotton from Minyan, you only say tzaddik. And the mission says there also, you can't do it until you have to say tzaddik, until you bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And then that's a spirit of two Gemara. Then there's a Gemara that says, you can only do it if he's in the smallest corner. If he's ready for a long, then he has a full theater of it. So happy way spirit. So the tzaddik can do it. The Gemara says the Pharisee and Sukkah and Bach Membe, tzaddik can do it. And the mission in the Gemara says, you have to be bar mitzvah to do it. And the Gemara says in the Chumen, you have to have the smallest card. I don't have a couple of people, you don't have a little fish or book, and this comes down to the Khatura. That's the type of difference with the Kubu. That's the type of difference. With Duchen alone, you have to be Bar Mitzvah. The Duchen with the Gdurban, as long as you know it's called Abel Lisa Kato, Kino, speak in Duchen with the Gdurban. The Duchen alone, you have to be Bar Mitzvah. But then also, the Duchen alone depends. Let's say you live in front of the Duchen every day. And this kid is the only one in the show. Here, this little kid by Mitzvah, just by Mitzvah Shabbat Pashas. It's not, well, he's going to block the Duchen every single day. But the Duchen decrees every single day, Aslach Mitzvah, they cover that thing. But if that, the Duchen alone decrees that you have to have Mitzvah always with them. And the Duchen once in a while alone, you have to be by Mitzvah. And the Duchen together with the Duchen, you don't have to be by Mitzvah. That's the place of Shabbat, that's the Shabbat. That's the place of Shabbat, that's the three-way steal. But the actual Lashon HaBrayis, the place is never explained. Why should one be telling you, how does Tali Zeb do that? Kotei Adel Lisa Kappa, Chokal Atshumah Zubay Sagorin, Mayan Shvitei Tzatim, just because he knows how to duchen, the little kids, I see my show, the little kids know how to duchen. They would not necessarily, be mezaktik, I don't know, that's necessarily the same, they'll be mezaktik and be mezaktik, that's a tell. So that's what I just point out, that if you look in the Shifrei Zuto, the Shifrei Zuto is not Chumri Tamidvor, we have the Shifrei, And then has a different Lusa. It doesn't say Katna had Elisa as Kapo. Kapo Shumma says Katna had Elisa as Kinoko. Kapo Shumma is a bird. It means a different thing. It says in the Pasuk in Haggai. It says in the Pasuk in the city of Elisa's Kanakan, in what works out of Pasuk in Haggai. Hei Isha, Mutabel is with Nazi boy. So there's not a Tanoi, there's not a Tanoi. There's none by Shvishi, there's none by Shani, there's not a Tanoi. When the coin was come, 29 Shmira says, so if I'm going to come and they're going to give me Tumma, they'll put it in my hand, if any Russian kills alive, I'll bring the time of the Tumma, I'll pass it up. That's what goes, when you got the extra Tumma, you have to go like this. Cut that at least as Tanakwa. The cut knows how to, you know this thing. And Gansan had different gears from here. Gansan had different gears. And Taisha says, go cut that at least as Kappa and knows how to do it. And Taisha has a three-way steering. And other operators, the operators point out that the gears from the different groups have been concentrated. We go cut that at least as Kanakwa. How much of a base I got? He knows how to stretch out his bag edge and go from the edge to the tomb. He shouldn't touch it with his hands, not doing the time he is. Then you know that he's doing the tomb of the time. But then you only have a two-way steer. That's a good one. Then you only have a three-way steer.
You have to apply to the girl's soap.
Yeah.
Up
there.
Yeah.
Not proper. Yeah. Can you refer the tumor to a back toy?
Elishama. That's Elishama. Then I don't know.
A baskar is permitted to eat chumah. That is, are you makai in the mitzvah of, you see that chumah by giving it to a baskar? That I don't know. that's a behemoth coin also eats tshuma. Are you the kind of little we've seen about giving to a behemoth coin? It's how people still publish it over here. So that's a big machlekes that they show. The foolish places in the paper rush. And a few places they have that machlekes. But that ask Kohen, because a Kohenet can't, a Kohenet doesn't work, and a Kohenet can't do a word in the Beit HaMikdash. A lot of things that Kohenet can do, because that's the shayla, what is the status of a Kohenet? Does the Kohenet have it, then she has good to connect, that's it, she can't do a Beit HaMikdash. A couple of dinners she doesn't have, but basically she's a Kohenet with a limitation. Or should you say no? That a Kohenet is Bechlal, not doesn't have this Kohenet. That's just it's true that this Kohenet is a Kohenet, but she's a Kohenet. That's a big machlekes in the Shalim. This one not clear the Shalim already. This one not clear, what if a Kohenet will not observe the law? The Din is that a Kohenet is not permitted to do the Avodah and Beit HaMikdash. What if a Zahar? A non-Kohen goes in a lady, or he still goes into the Beit HaMikdash, and he does have to have a Kohenet in Muir. He got a complaint. Chani Bidei Shamayim. It's not only possible. Chani Bidei Shamayim. So he cleared Hashayim, and Mishlamah cleared Hashayim, and the back of the Parash of Drachim has definitely Shefa. He cleared this stuff. It's not a final quote to him, and Mishlamah has definitely Shefa. If a Kohen will do a Vaida, he says that's true. The Vaida is true, but he's not Mishlamah Shamayim. He can't say that she's a Zahar. Or he says no. A Kohen doesn't have any Kusha school at all. He got the Vaida. Shefa.
Who knows who is Shefa? The Kohen by whom? The Kohen by whom? Can you put him off?
Kind of woman began to avoid
it. Right.
You can even eat carrots in between. That's the question. If a Kohen Baal Mum does avoid on the Beis HaMikdash, it's probably a Hashem
Chayvah.
Hashem Chayvah is only Chalolim. Not Baal Mum in that. But a Baal Mum Shavah, I think it's a separate Mishim Beis HaMikdash. Baal Mum really is a Kohen. He's with her. Baal Mum is up in the same time of the Mesa. Baal Mum gets the first Aliyah. Baal Mum Kim Duchen. Only she is the one of the other, but all of the Raglow, certainly they're afraid of the Rabbana, they're afraid of the doctors, the people who look. If they get sent to Mazda, they come to Rabbana to tell us, but even if he has a moon, the other who was the son of, we would let him do it. So that's only a thing of Rabbana. So Rabbana really has it, but it's just a part of the law right now. So that's for sure Rabbana has a good school, but the Shana is not a Kohen, that's for sure. That's a big Shana. It could be that only a Shana, but if the Hanna is, we do for two of this love, we see a Shuma, by giving it to a Kohen. So be that would depend on the shot, where the Kohen has a Kedusha Tuna. Okay. You're trying to listen to the court, you're really getting into the father, she's trying to fill the father.
Okay. That's the argumentation on herself, is also kind of. So therefore, if you have a negative here, the father's still kind of got the
issue. You mean if she's going to bring the Tuna to her father?
Right.
Or if the father gives the permission to eat her? Unless she wants Tuna, she wants to eat it on her own. The father says, you're fat enough, stop eating today. No more eating. She wants to take Tuna, she wants to eat it on her own. Against the father's wishes. That would be the Shiloh, where the negation is seen as Tuna.
Could be getting, but...
Yeah, but let's say Shulman Kohen should leave it up without giving it to the husband. So we'll be the Yates and the Mitzvah and the Sina Shulman by giving to the Anxious Kohen. Those are Shulman. The Anxious Kohen eats Shulman, they're a Kiyama Mitzvah. And the Kohen eats Shulman, it's a Zahalacha. It says, I'm going to be the Shulman, the Shulman, the Zahalacha, the Shulman. Raman has a list of Havoch, and the end of those are Shulman. Even when he eats Shulman Kutzwa, as the Raman says, not only when he eats Shulman Kohen eats Shulman Kutzwa, he also says the Bluff. The Raman has a Chiddush. Asher in the Shulman, the Shulman, the Shulman, the Raman, the Shulman. But the Shabbat, what about the nation's coin? When the nation's coin eats tumor, does she say a bracha also? She can tell you to the Tivan or whatever, or do you say no? A nation's coin eats tumor is a heter. She's permitted. There's no Israel like a Zash, almost from the Nishim into the Shemaim. So maybe by nation's coin, maybe there's no Kim on this, and there's only heter. That's a big deal in Rishonim. Rambam is a deal, and Achayim about that. But the nation's coin eats tumor is a Kim on this, it's only a heter. It's only a heter, you know, Achayim is not a heter in the Nishim. But when you see it by giving it, the Kim on this, then maybe it. Maybe you would be a heter. She can get divorced, yeah? Yeah, Anachinami? Anachinami.
This is the Shmera Mishnah. No Shin Vavadim, we understand. That's why Vavadim up through the Kriya Shema Minat Tzilin, because the Mitzvah says, which has my grammar, because the Rukhis will come and tell whatever. But we don't see them in the Gershon, but the Shin Vavadim is no problem. But the Ktanim is a problem. How do you make a country? It's not a show. If you're talking about a Kratna Shin Gielachim or the Lenin Mikhaev and all, it's like a Kirach. Then Gielachim is not a Mifatah from all. The Taisa suggests maybe the whole word Ktanim is just out of growing up, it doesn't really belong. It's not correct, in other words, not correct. That's what I should suggest in the bottom of our mouth. Unless you say, unless you think that you want to say that it is, but the word cotton does mean it's a different age. That he's the gil of for this and he's not the gil of for that because it's a different age. It's a very shlerit shot. That's how Rashi sounds like you know. Remember 1 year after the race, because Matan is like on this Mishnah, when he had Yotzah, he used to learn Mishnah Yisrael. He used to learn Mishnah Yisrael, he was part of Yotzah. So his name was Moshe, he used to spend a lot of time learning Mishnah Yisrael, Shlash Yisrael, it was easy for him. Remember once on this Mishnah, he looked up all the Rambam, by Kotten, by Kriyashma, by Tfilin, and by Tfilin, and Zuzim, this is how Moses, he says, if you look in the Rambam writes a different Lashon. He sent it out as a Machlekes HaRishonim later, we discussed it already, but I'm going to tell you about Memphis and Rawls. When you speak of the Chir Chinuch, and who is the Chir Chinuch Musa? The Rashi writes on Memphis and Rawls, that's how I'm going to tell you about it. But the Chir Chinuch, the Katsun of Rabbi 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 Rabbi
Yeah, but what is the definition of cotton? Is it chronological? Is it mentally? Is it emotionally? I mean, cotton, what does it mean, cotton? Is it physically, maybe chronological, age? Does that mean a banner? Okay, yeah, I'm not in all the fields.
We have to have both. Morris says that, in order to be by mitzvah, you have to have two things. First of all, you have to have shalom in the morning that indicates that it's well beholden. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that's where the Tzamach Tzeltz and Manalas, the Mountain Hedge and the Sotza Tzeltz and the Mishkatin. So Yadzim Yishal here, the Haibad Yalmom, Yim is the Chikki Tzachal Alam. So the simple meaning of the Tzachik is, if somebody has planned out, the Chiyaz is amazing, he planned out an event, to kill someone, to then he had me. So the Gemara Dash is an additional level of interpretation. The Chiyaz is Lashon, the Chiyaz is Yankif Nazim. So the Gemara says the Lashon, the Chiyaz is Ish, Ish, made in the Mazriya, Kot made in the Mazriya. Ish means one of the Mitzvahs, and he, the Zera, and his body can be made in the Mazriya. That can get hot, and that's well behind it. And the definition of the cotton is in a major Mazriya. Cotton and oil. When the king is well behind it, then it's a god. But that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tanach Tes says that God was the definition of cotton from God was how do you become one of the families going out, you have to have Shalom Shimon. Did you have Shalom Yer Nechor? And where does that add up to? That shows that he's well behind it. And Tanach says, I'm not talking from a person now. That the Doris and the Shem in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they were well behind it at a younger age, that's what his Gemara says, but it became a mitzvah at a younger age. That's a Shem in one as well. They say that today, religious Jews being well known, but by the Puerto Ricans, by the Africans, they had to keep on writing the data in the newspapers. They had babies. The girl had a baby at the age of 9, at the age of 10. They had babies that are back by young daughters. So that's a Shem. Maybe today, because we have a healthier diet and we eat better food, maybe we should all celebrate our mitzvah before the age of 13, before the age of 12 by girl. It says that you're not like that. When any Rayla lives, then you become a mitzvah. If you live in a generation when you learn a holy earlier, so that mitzvah is earlier. So maybe in our generation, maybe you should change. That's right. That the definition of the cotton earth is a god is where the holy anyone has a gender, the Gemara neither, and Terry Postin, and remember that too. The Gemara says that a girl becomes my mitzvah, different sheets in front of her. So we pass in Allah, not all the time, we pass in a girl becomes my mitzvah 12, and a boy becomes my mitzvah 13. Why girl becomes my mitzvah earlier? So the Gemara says, but even Hashem, I'm in the Tatsela, it says in Tajan Peration, Dini Yisrael, and Nathan Akkadish Rokhul Isha Yasmanish. That women mature earlier, they have more intelligence, whatever that Gemara means, women mature at the age of 12, boys mature at the age of 13. So that Gemara is too. Seems to say has nothing to do with one either. That's what seems to say. Yeah. It has to do with intelligence. Yeah. The death of the earth and that's Akasha. No Akasha. What is God who is dependent? Does it depend on physical maturity that the royal island, as it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Adat HaMachter, so does it depend on intelligence?
So the pastor is, it depends on both. You have to have a combination of both. You have to be right behind it. And then if the child at the age of 12 for a girl or 13 for a boy has such a shocking cup, that they don't have let's say a retarded child. A retarded child does not become bar mitzvah. It depends how retarded. If a person just slightly retarded and at the age of 13 they have the seichel that a 10-year-old child would have. Have a 10-year-old child in Tushma. So if a 13-year-old child is slightly retarded and he has the seichel of my 10-year-old child, then it's not going to become bar mitzvah. They're also at the age of 13. He's realizing, he has a chance to realize it. He has enough seichel, but if a person is more retarded, then he's allowed by God. He's not allowed by God. So he doesn't become bar mitzvah. You have to have both. You have to have realized this was by God. You have to have a combination of those two gifts. That's the definition of chavish. Chavish means a person is retarded. It's not anymore a retarded person with the same name as that, ancient name as that. But as the latest question points out, the word denominator is a retarded person. So again, getting back, there is a, when a cotton is not mechid minat ha'ezer to mitzvah, it's not mechid minat ha'ezer to mitzvah. So I'm whom is mechid minat ha'ezer to mitzvah. So you learn that Rashi with the Ramban, with the Ran and the Giller, there's a whole literature, there's machlek and sevishan. Rashi says there, and then chesem and aleph, that the chesem chinoch, lo hitilu chachamim on the child, the chesem chinoch will rip on the father. Now there's a chesem chinoch foolish now, so we'll get to the Gemara, but yeah, how come it is? We're going to have to learn it. How you read the Gemara? So some of them have a different view to that Gemara. So you show up your story.
And the look of Torah Moreh, and Torah Moreh, it's also Sayyoli and the God, because it means
it's also a little different than the family. Some of living in the
family.
He has
any family. Oh, he has a family.
After Bar Mitzvah, that you have the status of a Nar, not a Beger, but he's still the Shusav. After the first 3 months, he's no longer the Shusav, but he's not going to have been Saramar. And the first 3 months, he has an intermediate stage that he's considered like a Nar. So that's how they, she pointed out once, that if you look in the Rambam writes, that Dinah Chilach and Kriyash Man, Antillin, and Zuzan, Bechna Mog, all tried. But he writes a different Russian. Sometimes the Rambam writes that the sometimes he writes, they will make the father. So if you look at the Rambam, it happens to correspond to the way the Mishnah made the breakdown. So then she suggested, he didn't understand why, he suggested maybe that's how the Rambam read the Mishnah. Because the Rambam says, that the Chavis Chinuch is Mutar with Amit Wadah. So maybe that's what the mission means. It's a fair notion. Not from Abanim Abturim in Turin. Absolutely Turin. No one else is not going to take care of them either. But not from Abanim Turin. And Ketan, maybe the Rambam read like that. That Ketan and Turin means that they are part of even with the Rabbanim. They are part of even with the Rabbanim. The father has the Chavis Chinuch. And then the other three, the Chayavim, they are Chayiv with the Rabbanim. Why not Kenina? It's a Negeita Hint, a Negeita Hint. That's the question. What could be the Nafkenina? What could be the Nafkenina? Maybe a Nafkenina for Shemek or Ines. The kid's going to say, Kriyash Ma, can relate to somebody else's Kriyash Ma. It's hard to find an Afghanina over here. It's hard to find an Afghanina. It's a Shver and Mishnah, it's a Shver and Mishnah. That's what we're going to have to see tomorrow. The Gemara says something about that, and that's what that's what Rabbi Kivega has on our back. On Chalfen Beis, it's two juices. What did it say to tomorrow? What state did it say? Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The end of Parshas Vayera, we see the way Avraham Avinu made a priest's gift with Abimelech. So to some extent that point out, the Gemara says in Sarah's and now says in Sanhedrin that a Yid is not permitted to make a shutzus to the Goy Hashem is Chayim L'Shavua, and the Goy is going to clear the Shem Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says that May Yisham HaAficha, not only am I not permitted to mention the Shem Avodah Zarah, I'm not allowed to call Goy to mention the Shem Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that you're not permitted to make a shutzus to the Goy, I cannot come over here and make a shutzus. So that's what they write. The Gemara says that he says, "Vayim Adon, Anochi Yishaveh." If ever an Eitzim of a Shul will come up, I'll swear. I'll always be the one who'll be made. I never want you to swear. But that's what gave him the hat that they had issues. That's how the adult says, "Shah." The pastor continues to say that he was giving to Chokhav, Hasiach Avam and Avimela, he says, "My Avodim dug a bear, bear am I, and your people are Shagod Lavi Avimela. Your Avodim stole my bear. He wanted that. So how's he going to prove?" I'm waiting to hear all of our rights. Says the Shulchan Aruch that whenever I have the money in my pocket, I'm the Nukhdo. What if I have the money in my pocket and the Kehillah wants me to pay tax? The money's in my bank account. Am I called the Nukhdo so that I'm still in pay tax? And the Mishpat says no. That the Kehillah and the government and the Zion Kehillah are always considered, because they have a power of they have a power to take away my property if they feel it necessary. So therefore, they're considered the Nukhdo. But the other one we have, Melech, and the Melech was the Muslim, because it was in his country. So he's going to fight the city hall, he's going to fight against the government. The government says that the Muslim is over here. How is Avraham going to prove that the heir is his? But he says he's going to give Shana Kibshas Hatzayin. Now you think Avraham is Shana Kibshas Hatzayin about him. Hey, Melech of Avraham, why are you going to share the cross of Avraham? Why do you have the seven sheep over here? He says that these seven, I'm giving you these seven crosses, that should be the proof that I dug the bear. How is that the proof that he dug the bear? He'll claim that he dug one, unless he takes a word for it. He shot the Hamadina. Well,
yeah.
So how did he prove over here? I don't remember, I think either the Pesachsek or the Samsek, one of them has a taisha on this parsec. I remember my building where I live in Washington Heights, there used to be a couple where the wife was the name of the Schweiger. The wife of the girl said, the wife was the name of the Samsek. Every year, I never had a chance, and every year our sisters used to eat together in the Sukhi in our building. So every year, the husband of the Shami used to tell me all of his voice. I don't know why he liked it. I forgot either from the Pesachsek or the Samsek. He used to say over, that the behemoth of Avraham Avinu would come back to King Gezer, so his behemoth was very exotic also. So they wouldn't drink, they wouldn't eat in anybody else's field, and they wouldn't drink any water that belonged to anybody else either. So Avraham Avinu said, "Look, I'll prove to you that I don't do that." He says to the behemoth, "Drink the water." So they drink the water. Then he says, "I'm not with the behemoth to you. Now you ask the behemoth to drink the water." So the master of the hand drinks it also. So he says, "Maybe it's because they used to your voice." Is he okay? Avraham Avinu says, "Drink the water." And he says, "In the same region, the same region as before, they don't drink." Then he says, "We knocked the behemoth back to me." So Avinu knocks him back, and then he tells Avinu, "You tell him to drink." So Avinu tells him to drink, they drink. So he says, "Avraham Avinu says, you see, those money belong to me, they drink the water. Those money belong to you, they don't drink." I'm looking there, that's a lie, that it's my bear. If it would have been your bear, it would have dropped it. Why didn't you get that guy? If we would be so majestic in Gezel, maybe the trick would work by Abraham and Gosha. If we ourselves are not majestic. But if first there's one user and certain others, his lechatim, his behemoths, and his property is also, it has a hashpah on his property.
And the chamorah of Rabbi
Yehoshua. Because the chamorah belongs to the Heilige Tana. The chamorah is like that.
I think you want to say one last question.